We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee, or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Today's Daily Highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
We've got a very special guest with us right now. He's the star of Watch What Crappens, one of our favorite podcasts. And then he's going on tour with it very soon, right?
Yeah.
Ben Mandelker is here.
Yeah.
Well, what we do is we record our podcast. My co-host Ronnie and I, we record our podcast. We just go to venues and we record in front of people.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's great. It's
this is
fun.
Your first time. I mean, this is your second time with us.
Yes.
But you never bring Ronnie. Do you not want to just bring
Ronnie
him out?
Lives in Austin. So if he was here in New York, I would drag him along. But okay. As it happens, my family's out here in New York, so I'm often out here.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, let's get going. God, there's so many things we want to talk to you about. Of course, Ben is all about the Bravo.
Yes.
He's all about everything that, especially Diamond and Andrew are into.
We love that.
Then you guys start. What do you rapid fire with Ben. Go.
Oh, honey, I'm ready. Okay,
let's do it, Diamond.
We know that apparently Bravo has told Kyle Richards that she can't be a part of this new season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills if she doesn't talk about her relationship or alleged relationship with Morgan. What's her last
name? Wade.
And so
a woman.
Yes.
Morgan Blade.
Honey, this was the tea for... It didn't even happen on this season. It was like the end of the season, and then it bled into her husband's show that he has on Netflix. But whatever. Do you think that this is a good idea? Like, should she be forced?
Absolutely. Of course. Listen, Kyle Richards has gone on to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season after season and has gone up to everyone and been like, you need to be open and honest. Be open and honest. She literally drove Denise Richards, was one of the people who drove Denise Richards off that show, because she wanted Denise Richards to be more open and honest about an alleged lesbian affair she had with Brandi Glanville. And she just kept on saying, we just want you to be open and honest. And the moment that Kyle finds herself in a scandal, she's like, I just want to have some privacy. So I think that Bravo should totally do that.
I get that. No. Practice what you preach.
Yeah, exactly.
I always liked her, by the way.
I love
her. Back in the day when I watched.
My issue would be that, like, they're not making Jenna Lyons bring her new girlfriend onto Real Housewives of New York.
It is a double standard. I think just with Kyle, it's really like, you know, I would never say to a person, like, you have to divulge all your personal life to me. But I just feel like when, you know, for reality stars, it's a little bit different. And especially, again, since Kyle Richards has been all about saying open and honest for years on the show, it just feels like she should be open and honest, too. Now, Jenna Lyons, you know, it is a double standard, but, you know, I think kind of Jenna Lyons' a kooky appeal is that she's sort of, she has a mystique. We don't really know what's going on in her life. I would like to know more about it, but I'm just sort of happy that she's just there
on the show.
I'm like happy. Like whatever it takes to keep her on the show makes
she's
me happy.
Good for these women.
Yeah, exactly.
Time it.
I have a question.
Yes.
Go right
ahead.
I don't even really know a lot about the Housewives, but I see recently it seems like a rash of them have been getting fired.
Yes.
Why? What's going on?
Why are they cleaning house? Is it a money-saving tactic?
I wonder. You know, I think that, like, so Bravo famously, at least in my world, I'm like, it's so famous, guys, about what happened. But Bravo basically cleaned house with Real Housewives of New York, which is when Jenna Lyons came on. And it worked out relatively well, you know. And so I think that Bravo now realizes, oh, if a show's, like, not great, we can just fire people. Like, that's okay. We can fire people. So they're like, okay, Crystal, you're gone. Who are the other ones you just got fired?
Candace, Robin.
There's rumors that NECA is getting fired on Potomac. Yeah, we don't know.
Now, listen.
Here's
my question, too. Yes. Now, Kiarna, who was on Real Housewives of Potomac this season, she was like a friend of, but they usually test women out. So you are a friend of for one season, and if you do really well, then you come back the next season. She's not coming back. And I feel like she gave a little too much to us this season. The woman got into an altercation and like had like her head cut open, basically.
Yeah, but her other storyline was that she had diarrhea and no one checked on her.
I mean, come on. I have a storyline then.
I mean, too realistic.
Give me a little bit of love. We got a great storyline.
Yeah. I've got a cliffhanger working. I see the logic behind that. I mean, in the old days of the Real Housewives shows, they would keep people on way too long. Now it's like, as soon as we're ready to change the storyline, bring in someone fresh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't advocate for just like churning through people. I think that people need to grow, and sometimes people in their second or third season really pop. But I do like that it keeps the cast members on their toes, because like a big problem with the Real Housewives is that if they become popular, they start to try to call shots, I believe. And so they try to self-produce, and they're like, I don't want to go on that group trip. I don't want to go to this reunion. And so if there's like the fear that if they don't play ball, they're going to get fired, I think that will...
I sound terrible.
I'm a monster.
I like it.
I'm like big business right now. Yeah. But I think it's actually good. I think it keeps people in check, and they still have to do their job, you know?
How do you keep all of these characters like straight in your head? Like who's on this Housewives and who's on that Housewives? So many Housewives.
It's very easy. I push out anything that's relevant in my life. I'm like, I don't know what's going on in the world. I don't know world leaders. I just know, you know, that there's someone.
Kathy Hilton is a world leader.
Yeah. Honestly, yes, she is.
Now, keep in mind, I don't watch anymore, but never did I really. But Kathy Hilton, I adore her.
Is she still around? Oh, yeah. So she's never been an official Real Housewife.
They just kind of bring her out and play with her and put her back in?
They really do. And she's just great. I think that like every time they bring her out, like you always sort of anticipate that she'll be terrible. But I love her every single time. And the audience seems to really love her. She's just funny. She's in her own world. And I think people love her because she's authentically ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, she's so wealthy. She lives in a different stratosphere in terms of wealth and, like, what reality is. But she's authentically in that stratosphere. So it works. It's great.
Wow. All right. Andrew, where else do we want to go here with
DC
Ben?
Housewives.
Yes.
Are you going to do a new, like, recap of it?
I don't know. I mean, we've been talking about it. It might be fun to do. We never want to commit ourselves too much, because the moment we commit ourselves, then we're really committed. And like, we have a bad habit of saying like, why don't we just do this? And then all of a sudden we have like 8 hours of podcasting to do.
Yeah.
So, not sure, but you know, we might visit it a little bit, because DC was like surprisingly really good and people didn't appreciate it in its time, but now they are.
Completely agree. And I feel like your cat impression will just be like, perfect.
I loved Cat. Yeah. She was great.
Yes. Let me hear your cat impression.
Well, she was sort of British, if I remember. She sort of was like, I'm married to someone wealthy, and these ladies are ridiculous, and I just can't wait to go to the mall and laugh at Americans.
So she's a fake accent. She's a fake accent.
It's probably, or at the very least, she had like this kind of like upper crust sensibility. Like she sort of, she had this vibe of like, why am I on this show? I'm just going to make fun of everyone around me.
Okay, that's why she's on the show then.
Yeah.
Speaking of fake accents, is it true that they're trying to recruit Hilaria Baldwin to be one of the housewives?
Oh. That is the rumor. I think that would be hilarious. That'd be hilarious.
So, yeah. Okay, you're kind of friends with her.
Yeah, right? I talked to her on Instagram. Like, I get into her DMs and we chat. And she is so hands-on with those kids and that family and stuff. I don't know if she would have any time to do that.
Yeah, and I feel like Alec Baldwin, with where he's at right now, it could be risky. Yeah. Like, Bravo is not where you go to rehab your personality.
No. No.
Well, Jill Zarin on Below Deck.
My God.
Okay, so I love that cross-pollination idea.
I loved it. I loved her on Below Deck.
Well, could you see any of the Housewives actually moving over to be like in a season?
Yeah, I would love, actually, honestly, like every housewife to put some time in on Below Deck as a guest. It would actually be funny if they were just crew. Could you imagine like Jill Zarin actually being your stew?
I am talking crew. Well, she has to like do things.
Oh, I would love that. But she would just be like, so I made you a bed. I don't know, but okay, I put your pillow over here. And I put your luggage over there. It's not very good luggage. Here, I built up a website. You should get this. Also, I'm concerned about your shoes. Do you really want to wear those shoes? Okay, how about this? Here's a link to some really good deals on Amazon. You can get socks there. You can get Zarin fabrics. It's wonderful. She'll actually just take over your entire charter.
That'd be an awful charter. So I have a question, and this might be a very difficult one for you to tackle, but think of all the Bravo shows, including like Summer House and Vanderpump and all the Housewives series. Who's got the longevity? Who's got the star power 10 years from now? Think 10 years in the future. Who's coming out on top? Who are we going to still be hearing about?
It pains me in some ways to say this, but I'm going to have to say Teresa Giudice.
Oh, my girl.
Wow.
Okay. Diamond.
Why do you feel that way?
Because she's already made it this far, right? Like, the fact that she's made it this far, has it been like 12, 13 years of Teresa Giudice? I literally had a dream about her last night. She's in my dreams.
Was it bad or good?
It was weird.
Okay.
It was like I ran into her at Coachella. It was like, it was a really weird...
Very on-brand.
I'm rattled. I'm very rattled right now. But I think that there's something about Teresa. She's always driven me nuts, but I have like conceded that there's something about Teresa that people are endlessly fascinated about. And she does stay in her lane. She's just going to be around, you know?
Okay. Like a cockroach.
Do you think Andy Cohen is ever going to leave Bravo?
I don't think he will.
It won't be the same. It would never be the same without him.
I have to agree with
that. Yeah. There were some rumors last week that he was negotiating an exit. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think he is improv. I think he actually is a fan of the stuff that he's making. And I think he loves it. I think he loves being around all the Real Housewives and these shows and having people come on his show. I mean, I would love it too. And I think it's just like his thing. Like, you know, he hosted Love Connection. Remember that?
Yeah.
Which was, you know, a fun experiment. But like, it didn't really turn into anything. I think that Bravo is such his lane. And I think it's a lane that he loves. So I think he's there.
There you go.
What about all of the controversy with Andy Cohen? What's your take on that?
You know, is this about like, when Brandi Glanville said that, I guess like some of it was like, you could say it was inappropriate, but I like the biggest people who are coming after Andy Cohen are like Brandi Glanville, Bethany Frankel, and Leah McSweeney. And they're the ones who all were fired and are, you know, in my view, they're kind of just like bitter that they lost their jobs.
Ah.
Sorry. Like if your biggest bombshell is like, oh my God, Bravo encourages people to drink. It's like, yeah, that's why we're tuning in.
So no surprises here.
No, of course not. Like we're all adults. We're adults watching a show made by adults, for adults, starring adults.
Hey, do the housewives like you?
I think most of them do.
Okay.
Most of them do. I think anyone who doesn't like us just sort of steers clear of us. I like to think that at this point, like, we have a little bit of heft. So that way, if someone comes for us, we'll be like, whatever, we're going to go to the people with it. That's in my fantasy. Because I pretend I'm Taylor Swift and I've got Swifties. But I think actually, generally, like, a lot of the housewives are super chill with us. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, Ben, what else is on the horizon? Watch What Crappens, of course. And now taking it out to local places where people can show up and watch.
Yeah, next week we're doing Netflix is a Joke, which is a big comedy festival happening in LA. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a show there. Then we're going to Europe and et cetera and all that fun stuff.
Wow.
And, you know, when I'm not podcasting, I am, you know, I love me some Ina Garten. So I'm cooking Ina Garten. Now, I am doing some Barefoot Contessa.
Have you become one of her gays yet?
That is literally my dream in life. Like this, that's all. I am hoping that she's right now in the Hamptons listening and says, wait, I can, there's another gay who wants me to take him in.
Right.
That will be me, hopefully.
I think she's a big barn out back where all the gays have bunk beds.
I would literally take a bed porn. Like just cram me in there. Because yeah, I want to be there. I once saw Miguel, her florist, in the airport, and I went up to him and I was like, oh my God, I love you.
How did he respond to that?
He was like, oh, hi. I was like, and Ina's great too. He's like, yeah, she's great. I was like, okay, well, have a nice flight.
Bye. Any other questions for Ben? Thoughts?
Oh, man.
This is your chance. Don't blow it.
I feel like I'm going to mess it up.
Diamond, you can't mess it up.
I know, honey. Okay, so if you could bring back one housewife to any franchise, who would it be?
Oh, that's such a good question. There's so many, oddly enough, one of my favorite housewives who I thought was gone too early was Claudia Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, she read NeNe down.
Exactly. She was the only one in the history of Real Housewives of Atlanta who could read NeNe down, mm-hmm. and she was gone after one season, and I feel like she should get another shot. Also, maybe controversially, I actually really like Noella on Real Housewives of Orange County, and I felt like she deserved a second season.
She did, that divorce, and then after.
She was a disaster.
We found out so many things after she was gone from the show. I'm like, bring her back, put the cameras back up, baby.
Bring her back.
Yeah.
So on the flip side of Diamond's question, if you had to fire one of the housewives, who are you getting rid of?
Yeah, who's just dead weight?
They're, listen, they're all wonderful, but definitely Gina from Real Housewives of Orange County.
Wow.
She seems really nice. She seems really, really nice. She's one of New York's own, but she's been there way too long. I don't know how she has been on that show for so long. I think it's time for her to move on, and she can work on her candles and her skincare and, moving out of that condo. So,
Who's your housewife with your favorite side hustle? Because they all have something going on, right?
They all have something going on because there's so many ridiculous side hustles. I mean, obviously, Countess Luann has, I think, the most famous side hustle, which I'm partial to hers because hers, makes no sense.
Her music?
Everything. She has a cabaret show. She's a countess with a cabaret show. It makes no sense. But they always play weird things. I mean, Phaedra Parks is a mortician. Yep. Shannon Bador just came out with a colonic, a thing you stick up your butt, Like they have one scene that's noteworthy on Bravo. They're like, oh, well, I can make this into a TV, into a thing. I'm going to sell it on HGTV. And the next thing you know, they're selling Swiss Army knives. Their own brand of Swiss Army knife or something.
Their own colonic machine.
They have to get, just in case they're not on the show one day, they need to figure out how to make money. So,
And it comes out of nowhere. It's often, there was one in Real Housewives of Dubai in the reunion. One of the ladies, Nina, was like, you didn't support me with my business. And they all said, what business do you have? She goes, I sell fruitcakes. And everyone was like, what?
I mean, who would support that to begin with? Ben Mandelker, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Watch what crappens.
Thanks for having me back.
It's going on tour. I'm sorry, was that funny?
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.